Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all, settle down. If you don't know where you are, this is Statistics 101, and I'm your teacher, Life James, in the flesh, baby, Booksa, let's go.
25% of all men are unstable, 25% of all men can be faithful.
Everyone, and you are tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio, and I am your host, Tanisha Davis. I'm glad you're rocking with us on this beautiful Friday. We have a really, really hot topic, and for those who are tuning in for the first time, be sure to go and follow Stardom 100 Radio on the iHeartRadio app. So download iHeartRadio and follow the show. Also follow us on our new Instagram page, Stardom 100 Radio. That's STA. RRDOM 100 Radio. So again, we got a really, really hot topic. I think a lot of people would like to talk about this. You know, not enough people talk about it. You know, and we're discussing: would you date someone who was celibate? Like, if someone was practicing celibacy, would you date that person? So we're gonna get ready to get the show started. Today on the show, I have a special guest joining me in this topic. You know, as usual, we like to keep it 100, and I don't want to just tell you anything from my side, but I want you to get it from both ends. So I have a special guest today joining me, a good friend of mine. I have Bernard Henry on the line, who will be joining me today to talk about this topic about celibacy. So Bernard Henry, what's up?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, all right, so we got this topic. We're talking today about celibacy. This is a really intense topic. You know, a lot of people don't like talking about celibacy. You know, they kind of try to stay away from these kind of topics, you know, because a lot of people right now are not abstaining from sex. So I've heard, you know, they say when it comes down to abstaining from sex, whether it's male or female, they say that sometimes it's a little harder for a guy to abstain from sex than it is for a female. Now, for women, just speaking out for the ladies, I can't speak for every lady. I can only speak for myself. But, I don't feel like it's hard for us. You know, I feel like we know how to lock it down. You know, so what's your thoughts? Like, is it hard for men to abstain from sex, to practice?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a hard thing. Definitely. I mean, you got social media, you got movies, you got TV, everything. I mean, sex is everywhere. You know, I mean, you got kids learning about sex. As a man, you know, that's part of being a man. You know, that's what's portrayed anyway, that, you know, if you can't get a girl, then there's something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? So you become an outcast. So, yeah, it's a lot of pressure coming from a lot of different factors. So, yeah, it's not an easy thing. It's possible, but it's not easy.
Right. I don't think it's like you said, it's not easy. And especially for guys, I think, you know, like, y'all deal with a lot if y'all go out on a date and tell a woman that y'all celibate. Like, can you're a Christian man, you know, and you also practice celibacy. So, you know, what are some of the encounters, if you mind sharing, that you have faced with the, you know, like when you tell somebody you're celibate, have you faced situations where you got that, are you, you know, is something wrong with you, you know, you got that crazy look or that stare?
Well, it's like this. You know, you heard the saying, birds of a feather flock together. And, you know, if you are a person that believes in certain things, then, you know, as much as possible, you should put yourself in that type of environment. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to live in a bubble, because that's just not reality. But, you know, you choose the circle of friends that you want to entertain. You choose the places that you go. You choose the people that you, you know, hang out with, or the people that's in your circle. So if you are with like-minded people, then it won't be such a surprise, because everybody on the same goal, everybody that, you know, on the same grind. So to answer your question, you know, I mean, I've just been confident. I don't have a problem, you know, because I don't see it as something that's wrong. I see it as, you know, doing the right thing. You know, I've done the wrong thing long enough. So, you know, I know. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, somebody, it's going to be hard for somebody to come up to me and make me feel some kind of way for doing what's right when I know what's right.
Right, right. Man, and then, you know, in today's society, like, especially for our generation, you know, we young, you know, we're in our early 30s. Our generation, you know, it's kind of, you know, some people look at you a little crazy, you know, if you're saying you waiting it out to marriage, you know, because everybody just pretty much doing whatever they want to do, you know, nowadays. And nobody's trying to abstain. Nobody's trying to, you know, hold out or wait till marriage. So, you know, but, it's a lot of great benefits of abstaining from sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, I talked about this in my book about You Are Worth the Wait, about how, like, you know, when you have sex before marriage, it's called, like, a soul tie, you know, where you end up becoming one with somebody that you really shouldn't be becoming one with, you know what I'm saying? So that oneness is supposed to be experienced during marriage only. And so when you are here being around with multiple people, you're attaching yourself to multiple people. You know what I'm saying? And so it's really a good thing to abstain. And then too, you got HIV rates are at an all time high. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just everywhere.
Right.
A lot of people aren't getting tested. So you out there putting yourself at risk, you know, and I think it's good, like, to just hold out, you know what I'm saying? To just wait it out, you know, and then, you know, for that right person, you know what I'm saying? Waiting it out for that right person. You know, I think it's worth waiting for. Do you have something you want to share on some of the benefits you think come from abstaining from sex?
Yeah, it's just less drama. It's just less drama, man. You know, when it comes to relationships or period, just in life, I mean, we could talk about relationships. It really takes a lot of pressure off of the relationship. You get a chance to get to know that person for who they really are.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of like, you know, of course I'm a rap artist, you know, I'm gonna use this example. It's like listening to a rap song, and you know, a lot of these guys, man, they can curse. Every other word is a curse word. Every other line is a curse word. But when you can get a rapper who rarely curses in his lyrics, and he's actually saying something, and he has substance to his lyrics, it's just a different experience. You have a lot more respect for that artist, because you like, oh, man, this dude has content. You know what I'm saying? This dude is really talking about something. Anybody can rap and curse. So, you know, with that being said, in your relationship, it's more substance to your relationship than just sex, because, you know, just the physical. Because that does get old too.
That gets old too.
That gets played out. If you know, it's just like anything. If you misusing something, it's gonna get played out, and you're not gonna appreciate it over time if it's being misused. But if you're using it in the proper context of what it's for, man, you can enjoy it forever. So you know, as far as relationships go, I think that sex clouds judgment. I think that, you know, it's harder for you to make sound decisions, because you in your feelings, like people say, you know what I'm saying? You in your feelings,
right.
you making emotional decisions based on, oh man, I love this person. You think it's love, but it's not love. It's emotional. It's, like you said, it's soul ties. You really blinded. You blinded. But if you leaving sex out of it, you have more substance. You can get to know this person for who they really are. You know, sex comes, like you said, in marriage.
Right,
I think even
right.
in life in general, not even just relationships, but just in life, you know, even if you are a single person and you just having sex with random people, it's a distraction. You know, like you're supposed to be studying, you're supposed to be working on your business, you're supposed to be doing this, you're supposed to be doing that, but you having sexual relationships with one or two or more people, you're not on your A game, you're not on your grind, you know, you're giving your time and energy. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, your relationship
right.
with God ain't where it need to be, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it don't take no religious person. It don't take, you know, no theologian to realize that, you know, sex is wrong before marriage. Sex is a wonderful thing
right.
in marriage. God created sex. You see what I'm saying? So it just, even outside of a romantic relationship, it just, it's a distraction to anybody that's trying to reach real goals in life, because you're not in a relationship with this person, you're just having casual sex. Somebody gonna catch feelings, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, you know,
right.
you know, don't let a baby come involved into it. Now you got baby mama drama. Now you got baby daddy drama. Now you got child support. Now you gotta work harder because you're not with this person. So you got money going out of your household to somebody else's household. So
mm-hmm.
you got a whole lot of drama. You know, and
yeah.
really and truly, I don't have to preach, but God didn't intend for it to be that way. You know,
so,
and a lot of times,
so
you know, we do. Yeah, a lot of times the things that we do, man, are the things that, you know, God told us that he didn't want us to do. It wasn't that he was trying to give us a whole bunch of rules. He was really trying to help us have a better life and avoid, you know, conflict. So.
Right. I like how I like everything you just shared. Like, you just dropped a whole bunch of jewels. So I hope everyone that's tuned in and listening is taking notes, because you just dropped a lot of jewels. I like earlier how you talked about how sex clouds judgment. And, you know, it brings on a lot of conflict, you know what I'm saying? And during that dating stage, that's a time for you and that person to really be getting to know each other. You know, and like you said, when you become intimate, then it just brings a whole lot of unnecessary problems. But that's the time to communicate, which is something that a lot of people aren't doing nowadays. You know, like, people sit
mm-hmm.
down, they don't know what to talk about. You know what I'm saying? They got their face in their phones. They, you know what I'm saying? They don't know what to say to each other no more. So all they know is being intimate. But when you take away that, what else do you have? You know what I'm saying? What else is going to hold you two together? You know what I'm saying? If that's all you have. Because, see, you can get that from anybody. You know what I'm saying? So you want to have some kind of substance to your relationship. So I like that you talked about that, because, like I said, a lot of people, that's all they do. They're having sex. They're not doing anything else. They're not talking. They're not discussing business.
Right.
You brought up about business. They're not just getting ahead. You know what I'm saying? And then if you are that entrepreneur, and you're trying to get ahead and you're trying to do something with your life or whatever, when you sleeping around and, like you said, that baby comes, now you in a situation, you know, that you never intended to be in, and you ain't even going to marry this person. So it's like, that's, and not to say that's, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but, you know, it kind of leads to why you have a lot of single people, you know, single parents,
so to say, because that cycle continues.
Right.
It's a vicious cycle that's going on, and that cycle continues.
Right.
You know,
right.
single parent home, all that.
Mhm. Yeah, all of that leads to a lot of single parent homes. That's not how it's supposed to be. That wasn't the goal. You know, the ultimate goal is getting married. And I want to talk about this because for our generation, celibacy is almost like a shame upon. When you know, you go out and you telling people, look, I'm celibate, I'm waiting till marriage, you know, people looking at you like you're crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to,
mm-hmm.
you know how it is right now. We got these side chicks, side men. There's so much stuff going on, you know. So why do you feel like, I mean, why do you think everybody shame celibacy. Like, what's the real big deal? You know, I think it's a beautiful thing to wait, you know, to wait till you're married. I think that's a beautiful thing. So why do you think people shame it, look down on it?
Right. Well, you just said a curse word just then. You said wait. You know, this 2018, yeah. Nobody wants to wait.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't even want to wait on your app, on your Facebook page to load up. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, this everything is quick. Everything is fast. Like, you get mad if they taking too long in the drive through. I mean, everything is quick. You know, I mean, we got Fire Stick now. We got everything. You don't even have to wait on a movie to come out on DVD. Like, it's crazy. Everything is so fast. So waiting is the last thing that anybody wants to do now. And, you know, if you can create something to where people can get something done faster, you will become a millionaire, you know. Nobody's wanting to wait today, you know. So why should I want to wait on gratification when I can get it now, you know? And I do listen to a lot of motivation and inspirational content, educational. And one thing I heard one guy was saying about millionaires is a habit that millionaires have is that they exercise delayed gratification, you know. But when you can't exercise delayed gratification, you want it right now, you know, you'll always be a slave to whatever that gratification is. So, you know, that's sex. That's why people are not waiting to marry. Some people don't want to get married at all.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
so, you know, you got TV, you got movies, everything making sex look so great, making it look awesome, and making it seem like you're missing out on the party. If you're not doing it, why would anybody want to wait? So it's like you're an outcast if you're not, you know, doing it. You're not joining the party. You see what I'm saying? So.
Right.
It takes people like myself, takes people like you, and there are so many people out here that are not doing it. It's just they don't get that publicity.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They don't get that exposure.
Right.
But it's a lot of people that's not doing it, man. It's a lot of people that are are waiting for different reasons, not just one reason.
Do you feel like it's harder for a guy to abstain? Because I hear guys say that, you know, it's harder. Like, men have needs, you know, it's harder. Do you think that's true, or that's just some kind of excuse?
I think that it is harder for a guy to wait, you feel what I'm saying, and to abstain, but you know, I think guys, you know, we can be easily distracted too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you think about, you look at a lot of the kings back in the day, man, in the history. You know, most of the kings back then, they fell to the hands of a woman, man. Let's just be real. You know,
right.
I mean,
yeah,
even today, a lot of our
yeah.
politicians, you know what I'm saying? A lot of our leaders today, they fallen because of, you know, something that they did with a woman or whatever. So I think that it is a little harder, but if you can get a guy to focus, and if you can get him focused on something that's more important, then it could be done. It won't be as hard if he's not distracted, if he can focus. I think that women, I would say that it may be easier for a woman. You know, I think it's easier for you guys to focus.
You think it's easier for us to focus than it is for... I agree. That it can be a little easier for women to hold it down. You know, as Lydia was saying in the Tyler Perry movie, you know, like, clink, clink, buckle it down. You know, I think a woman can kind of help a man to, say, you know, to abstain along with her. You know, it's at the end of the day, and I just knocking the men, you know what I'm saying? But women, we have a lot more power than give ourselves credit for. I believe a long time ago, Steve Harvey said, y'all sitting on a gold mine. You don't even know it. You know, I think that women have to just learn how to just lock it down. You know what I'm saying? And not to shade men, but I feel like to some extent that a man is only going to do what you allow him to do. You know what I'm saying? So if he love you, he respect you, and he care about you, and you tell him no, and he really loves you, care about you, he's going to be like, oh, man, I can't help but respect that. I'm going to rock with that. Now, if he moves on to the next female, then, you know, he never loved you in the first place, and you let that be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting into that topic, and since we're talking about celibacy, real briefly, how did you feel about the 90-day rule? Because that was, even though that's not a full, you know, but people were having problems with that topic about waiting it out for 90 days and so forth like that, because that was like almost just like celibacy. So how did you feel about, I think Steve Harvey came out in his book about the 90-day rule, you know, and there was so much being said about that. What were your thoughts on that?
I think it was just a game. You know what I'm saying? I didn't agree with it. To me, it was almost superficial. You see what I'm saying? Like, okay, you gonna wait 90 days? Anybody can wait 90 days. Like, what do you really think you accomplishing? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, what do you really think you accomplishing by waiting 90 days or getting somebody to wait 90 days? Anybody could put on the front. Anybody could put on a mask or whatever. Play that. You know, they can dance to your tune for however long they need to. I mean, look at. You know, you got robbers and people that rob banks and stuff like that. They case out the area, you know, for weeks and days and months. You know what I'm saying? They're patient.
Right.
You know, so just because you got somebody that's patient, that don't mean that you have weeded out the fool. That don't mean that you weeded out everybody that has ill intentions. Just because you got somebody that's patient, you still gonna be faced with the same problem because you didn't deal with the issue. You just put a Band-Aid on it. You didn't really deal with the root of it. And, you know, the root of it is it's not in our best interest to do it. You know, everybody, you know, has free will to do what they want to do, but it's really not in your best interest to do it at all, you know, because after 90 days, the dude going to get what he want, and then on day 91, he gone. You see what I'm saying? So, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do that, you might as well, you know, wait on somebody that's going to put a ring on your finger, somebody that's going to respect you and value you. That's the concept that people should be pushing for, or that women should be pushing for, you know, instead of the 90-day rule, what about the marriage rule?
Right.
You know,
that's,
and of course, you're not doing it just for marriage, because that could end in a disaster too, because your marriage is just based on physical appearances or whatever, and sex. But, you know, the concept of waiting on a serious commitment, a lifelong commitment, you know, really getting back to the basics of what is, you know, so that's my take on it. I think it was kind of pointless. I think they were headed in a good direction. I think they were headed in a good direction, but it fell short.
Well, I really enjoyed what you shared. Again, this is a really dope topic for everyone that's tuned in, everyone that's listening. Like, we all should practice celibacy. We all should abstain until marriage, you know. And before we wrap up the show, you know, I just want to share some things. I remember an aunt telling me, like, if you didn't have, you know, if you all you had going was just the sex, what are you going to do when you get married and maybe something happens to that person and they can't have sex no more? You know, maybe, you know, what else do you have to hold that marriage together? You know what I'm saying? If it's all about just the sex, what else is going to keep y'all together? If that person goes out, God forbid, ends up in a wheelchair somewhere and they can't do nothing, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? If all you had was the sex. You know, so you need so much more to hold that relationship together. That's why it's so important to abstain. It's so important to build that foundation on being able to communicate, getting to know each other in and out, you know, so that whatever comes, you know, you're going to be able to be in it for better or for worse, and not just be like, well, I'm on the end because the sex is good. You know, that's why you got people cheating and all kind of crazy stuff going on, because it's all about just the sex, and they ain't got nothing else to keep them together. So,
yeah.
Bernard, you like shared a whole lot. I hope a lot of people were taking notes on the discussion tonight. I really appreciate you being a guest on the show tonight. And for those who are listening in, can you tell everyone how they can keep up with you on social media?
Instagram, you can find me on there. Follow me on Instagram. It's IMYOUNGSIC. That's all one word. I'm Young Sick on Instagram, and I'll be glad to follow back.
Okay. And you have like a lot of gospel music out as well. You rap, you know, like how can they tune in and check out some of your music?
Yeah, definitely. If they connect with me on Instagram, that'll be a good way. For now, you know, all my music is positive. It's all about life and, you know, making good choices and just trying to be better, you know. So it's inspirational. I don't put any particular title on it. I just say it's good life music, good for the soul. You know, we all trying to be better out here. So, you know, what we listening to is important to help us on that journey.
All right. Again, like I said, I thank you so much for being on the show. You all be sure to go follow him on Instagram. If you enjoyed the things that he shared tonight, go ahead, hit him up on Instagram, follow him. I thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show. You know you can keep up with us by following the radio show on Instagram, which is Stardom 100 Radio. It's TARRDOM 100 Radio. And also you can keep up with our blog page, which is on our website, star100blog.com. And you can follow me, your lovely host, Tanisha, on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis. That's T-A-N-I-S-H-A D. Davis. And follow the show on iHeartRadio. Be sure, go download the iHeartRadio app right now so you can keep up with this show. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show, then, hey, follow us on Instagram and shoot us a message, and we can get you on the show next for another hot topic. So we appreciate you rocking with us on this Friday evening, talking about celibacy. Look, lock it down. Lock it down. You ain't got to do it. Lock it down. So thank you all for tuning into the show, and you have a wonderful evening. And we are out.
All right, y'all. Settle down. If you don't know where you are, this is Statistics 101, and I'm your teacher, Life James, in the flesh, baby. Books out. Let's go.